Since Minneapolis, anything changed in that time around here?
No, a lot of the same faces. I'm still here, so.
Honestly, how did you deal with, you know, January, February, the uncertainty of all the turnover and everything that occurred?
You know, it's unfortunately we've had it a few times here, so I think you know, the guys that have been here, it's something they know how to deal with, something I know how to deal with. You know, whenever the news came that, you know, Fox was coming and the rest of the guys, you know, it was exciting for us.
What's this team going to be like for you without Brandon Marshall?
I don't know. We're figuring it out. You know, we've only been with the coaches for 2 weeks. This is kind of the first time on the field doing stuff, so we're figuring it out. We're just trying to get better each day, and it's kind of where we're at right now.
What are your thoughts on working with Adam Gase a lot? What excites you most about him and his offense?
Exciting. I mean, he brings a lot of energy. Him, Dow, the rest of the offensive staff, I think that's what you notice when you walk in the building with those guys, is all the energy they bring. Innovative, smart. You know, it's a joy to work with these guys right now.
You have a shared thought for Adam's philosophies yet?
No. I mean, some of the stuff, but some of the stuff is all new. I think he's doing a great job of kind of creating stuff that we're going to be good at, and I don't think he really is going to figure that out until we get some more practices in and kind of see what we have offensively.
Does learning a new offense ever get easier as you go
along here, Jay? This is a great question. I think it kind of does. I think you figure out how to forget the old stuff and learn the new stuff. So a lot of this stuff, there's some carryover. I've known Adam for a long time. He's got a kind of a blend of an offense. So it's stuff that some of the stuff I know, some of the stuff is completely foreign.
Do you look back at last year at all, just personally, some of your play, or is it just completely moving forward?
January, February, you kind of do. You know, I'd be lying if I said you don't. You definitely do. You think about it. Because, I mean, guys' livelihoods are at stake. You know, coaches, families are moving. You know, there's a lot going on when people get hired and fired. And I think that's kind of gets lost in the shuffle at times. So you think about it. But then once the new stuff starts, you know, that's all your focus can be on.
Was there ever any concern that you may not be with this team?
Yeah, you never know. You never know. You never know how it's going to go, especially new GM, new coaches. You know, whole different philosophy, maybe whole different, you know, way that they want players to play, and who knows? I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But you know, all the interactions I've had so far have been positive.
Along those lines, Ryan Pace has talked about how important quarterback relationship is with the head coach. Do you feel like you're kind of in an audition period with these guys and you're having to prove yourself?
I feel it every year. I think every year you got to figure out a way to get better. You got to figure out a way to improve. Because I forget who I was talking to a couple of days ago. I mean, every year you're going to get at least, you know, 6-7 new guys. So it's just a matter of time before someone's going to replace you. So each year is an audition. Each year you're trying to get better.
Have you spoken to Mark Trestman since
You know, talked to him briefly when it very first happened. But you know, we both kind of had been busy doing other things. You know, he got a job pretty quickly, and you know, wish him the best of luck. I had a very good 2 years with him. Got a lot of respect for him.
Jay, what do you think of the Marshall trade? And were you part of any conversation when they were trying to figure out his future?
No. Didn't have anything to do with it. I think that's, you know, Ryan and Fox and the new staff, they evaluated everybody, including myself, and that's the direction they want to go. And, you know, love Brandon like a brother. Known him for a long time, played with him for a long time. You know, we've had our ups and downs and back and forth, but I wish him the best of luck. I know he's going to do well up there.
Jay, with what you've seen so far of the new scheme, do you have any idea of any specifics that they're going to ask you to adjust your approach to the game?
Nothing I can give you yet. I mean, we're like I said, we're 8 days into it. Only so much you can learn in 8 days. We're just trying to put enough football together to go out and practice and just kind of see what we have. It's a long summer, so we'll figure it out as we go along.
When you met with John and Ryan initially, they said they were evaluating you. Did you feel like you have to sell them anything about yourself during those initial meetings when they said they were evaluating
you? with the rules are, you can't do that much. It's not like it's a full-blown interview. It's just kind of come in and sit down, get to know each other, some basic questions, and then you're kind of off and running. So just try to be yourself and just see what happens. However it goes.
Jay, when you did your self-evaluation the last season, what did you see? What did you pick up on?
There's so much stuff that happened that went wrong. You try to focus on yourself and find little things to get better and better again each year. With this staff, we kind of took some of the stuff from last year, taking a look out of it, but we're just trying to move forward at this point.
John said he saw a quarterback that was missing confidence last year. Did you feel that way about your play last year?
Yeah, I think everyone was missing confidence out there. When you start dropping games the way that we did, it gets tough. Things went south, I feel like, in a hurry. But at this point, a lot of that stuff's behind us, and we're just moving forward.
How do you view the draft? Is it purely as a spectator, or kind of involved?
Some years, it depends. Some years I've been into it, some years I haven't been into it. I think it's becoming more and more of a spectacle, and it's in Chicago this year. So I'm interested to see what we're going to do. Being a top 10 pick, you're usually going to get somebody that can impact pretty quickly. So I'll definitely be watching.
What are your most vivid memories of your own draft weekend?
Yeah, I remember being a long process, January all the way to end of April, and that was 10 years ago. Tomorrow's my birthday too, so thanks for my happy birthday wishes.
They were coming.
Yeah, I was waiting. I remember it was a long process, and I think even today there's even more scrutiny on these guys. But it's enjoyable. Happens once in your life, so you just gotta enjoy it.
A couple more guys.
The weekend itself. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about?
I remember being a blur. I remember getting in Nashville. We had a little, actually quite a big get together, and then the next morning on a plane to Denver. That night on the plane back, and then you get a playbook, and back then you were gone. I think like in a week, and you're off and running. So you go from college to unemployed to you're right in the mix. So it's fun.
Have these never-ending Titans rumors ever caught your attention?
We're in Nashville quite a bit, so you hear a lot about it. I think now from January to April, there's so much time. There's so many rumors. You can't keep them straight from one week to the other. So. You just got to avoid it and ignore it, and if it happens, it happens.
Last one.
You've been on the fifth staff, offensive staff here now.
Is it five?
I think it's five. Is there
any... Can't be good, right?
Well, is there any point in your career that you feel like this is the one that's going to work?
I feel like I felt that with a lot of them. I really have a lot of respect for Adam and the staff he put together, and Fox has a reputation. He knows how to win. They have a blueprint. I think it's a very talented team at this point. We're only going to add to it. I'm excited. I'm excited about where we're going in the future. Like I said earlier, we're just trying every day to work and get better.